Chapter 1, The Power of Nice. For years, we've loved a particular security guard in our Manhattan office building. In fact, most of us at the Kaplan Thaler Group think the world of him. A large, jovial man in his mid-50s, Frank brightens people's days by giving everyone who walks into our building a huge, warm greeting. "Hello, Linda. Hello, Robin," he'll say. "Happy Friday." Frank's engaging banter changed the way we started work in the morning. Instead of simply flashing our passes anonymously and making a beeline for the elevator, we found ourselves seeking out Frank and making sure to say hello. He set a positive tone for the entire day, but we never considered how Frank might be helping our business, other than preventing intruders from entering the premises. That is until the day Richard Davis, the president and COO of U.S. Bank, the sixth largest bank in the United States, came to see us. For months, our entire team at the Kaplan Thaler Group had been working to create a pitch that would wow Davis and win us the huge U.S. bank account. At the time of Davis's visit, it was down to the wire. We were one of two agencies still in the running for the account. Davis and his team were flying in from their executive offices in Minneapolis to meet personally with us. We didn't realize it at the time, but in fact, Davis and his staff were a bit apprehensive about the kind of treatment they'd get in New York City. The furious pace and hard-bitten, out-of-my-way attitude of the Big Apple had become part of the mythology of the city. They were afraid we would be too cold, too aloof. But when Richard Davis and his team walked into our building, they received a warm, enthusiastic greeting from Frank. When Davis reached our offices a few minutes later, he was gushing about the friendly security guard. "This guy gave me a huge hello," he said. And all of a sudden, I thought, how could I not want to work with a company that has someone like Frank? How can I feel anything but good about hiring an agency like that? We won the account. Of course, Davis wouldn't have awarded us the job if he wasn't impressed with our work. But we've got to give Frank credit. With a multi-million-dollar account in the balance, it was Frank's warm hello that helped us cinch the deal. That is the power of nice. The security guard wins the heart of the COO. It might sound like a Disney movie, but we can assure you it was no fantasy. We wrote The Power of Nice because we completely disagreed with the conventional wisdom that nice guys finish last and no good deed goes unpunished. Our culture has helped us to propagate the myth of social Darwinism, of survival of the fittest, that the cutthroat me versus you philosophy wins the day. One of the biggest selling career books in the past few years is called Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Yet this completely contradicts the way we have run our business and our lives. In less than a decade, we built the Kaplan Thaler Group into a powerhouse in advertising, with close to $1 billion in billings, making it one of the nation's fastest-growing advertising agencies. Our success was won not with pitchforks and spears, but with flowers and chocolates. Our growth is the result not of fear and intimidation, but of smiles and compliments. Time and time again, we have seen the extraordinary power of nice in our business dealings and in our personal lives. It's the patient passenger who politely asks the airline ticket agent to please check one more time who gets the first class upgrade, rather than the "I'm a triple platinum member" blowhard. It's the driver who is polite and apologetic to the police officer, who sometimes is forgiven for driving over the speed limit. But nice has an image problem. Nice gets no respect. To be labeled nice usually means the other person has little else positive to say about you. To be nice is to be considered Pollyanna and passive, wimpy and milquetoast. Let us be clear, nice is not naive. Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice does not mean being a doormat. In fact, we would argue that nice is the toughest four-letter...